This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I used to love to hang around in the Pioneer Square area because it's kind of like a, I don't know, hippie kind of area. You know, it was kind of free and there was a lot of things going on there.
Ah, Seattle in the 1960s. That's drummer Roy McCurdy talking about touring through Seattle with the Cannonball Adderley Band. McCurdy was in the KNKX studios in 2019 to celebrate a newly released album from Adderley's band, Swingin' in Seattle, live at the Penthouse. This tribute band includes Seattle's Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Mark Seals piano, Michael Glynn bass, and from Vancouver, B.C., Corey Weeds in Cannonball's role on the alto sax. The Girls Next Door from the Corey Weeds Band at KNKX in 2019. Weeds released Adderley's Live in Seattle album, which was recorded by legendary broadcaster Jim Wilkie at the Seattle club, The Penthouse. He broadcast jazz concerts there for King Radio for 7 years in the 60s. Wilkie was at KNKX for this session, and he said those live broadcasts connected the city to world-class jazz.
And there were actually people who were driving around listening to it in the car who would come down for the second set, say, "Hey, we heard it."
Roy McCurdy was the drummer on those live recordings. He told us that when he first joined Adderley's band, he had recently quit his life as a traveling musician and was working as a film tester for Kodak in Rochester, New York. Then the phone rang.
I picked it up and the voice on the other end was saying, "Roy McCurdy?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "This is Cannonball." I said, "Hey, Cannon," but I had met him before. Uh-huh. He says, "Listen, fool." That was his thing. He said, "Listen, fool, I want you to come and join my band."
That's Big P from the Corey Weeds Band with Roy McCurdy at KNKX. McCurdy was a little rusty when he joined Adderley. He hadn't played drums seriously for about a year. Thankfully, it didn't take long for McCurdy to get his chops back.
I think it was around the first part of the second week, we were in this club playing, and the band was burning. And they turned around at the end of this in the gig and nodded their heads, and then that was it, man. From then on, we were gone, you know?
Roy McCurdy at the drums, sounding great in the KNKX studios at age 82. He spent over a decade with Cannonball Adderley's band, which included brother Nat Adderley on cornet. McCurdy explained that, though they were from a close family, they were very different guys.
Cannon was kind of the musical guy, you know, the serious musical guy. Nat was too, but he was more of the business kind of guy for the band, kind of like the straw boss, you know. Mm-hmm. He was funny. Always joking around.
The Styx from the Corey Weeds Band at KNKX in 2019. Drummer Roy McCurdy said that despite their differences, the Adderley brothers did have their similarities, and he had a perfect view.
So I could see them from the back being the drummer, so they'd be in front, and their behinds would always be in sync, you know. Yeah, they had that little sync thing, the little dance little thing, and you look at them and I just crack up because they would be right the same all the time.
From Jim Wilkie at the Penthouse in the 60s to the KNKX studio sessions today, the excitement of sharing live music through the radio lives on. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.